producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
I know that this is the Common Sense Club, but I got a little bit of "Are you kidding me?" on my brain this morning. You wake up, "Are you kidding me? It's winter already. The temperature's outside. Here, let me read them off. Cold. Period. There you go. Are you kidding me? Fargo, North Dakota. I am Leon Francis, your host for the Common Sense Club, and I'm going to put in parentheses or air quotes. Are you kidding me? How cold it is outside. Man, I would not be surprised if I saw a couple flakes of snow this morning. That's how cold and blustery it is outside. Again, this is the Common Sense Club, 855-200-1776, extension 2, get you live on air, extension 1, you know, you leave it on the rent line 24 hours a day. You get in the mood, you're driving home, you hear something that cheeses your grits or floats your boat or trips your trailer or anything like that, you pick up the phone, give us a call, hit extension 1 and leave it on the rant line. Something that I found comical, I was listening to Obama, I think it was yesterday, and he's talking about, you know, how great everything is. It put me in the mind of the Lego Movie. You know, that whole everything is awesome song, that's the whole thing. And then I heard this morning that the former Fed chair, Ben Bernanke, couldn't refinance his own house. I don't believe that everything is awesome in this country, especially with this administration. There's tons of things to talk about. 855-217-76. If you want to talk about something, tell me what's on your mind, or if you have a "Are you kidding me?" to lead into Scott and Todd's show, that sort of thing. There's a couple of stories that I want to talk about today. But I want to set the show up first. At 8:30, we're going to have Scott Hannon. He's going to join us. He's over there live in from the Norsk Fest in Minot. Hoost Fest. I'm a Southern boy, man. What do I know about that? Anyway, from what I heard, there's going to be tons of great food and entertainment, and I kind of wish I was there, as a matter of fact. But that's where Scott is. He'll be calling us live from the Norsk Hoost Fest in Minot. So that should be fun. At 8:20, as always, the Golden Girls, Ellen Ratner, Blaine Keita Cullum. I'm going to ask them a couple of things and get their opinion from the left and from the right. And as always, I love getting feedback from the folks out there. And again, if you're ever wondering what's on my mind, I'm pretty open. Just go to my social media, CSC Radio on Facebook, or Leon on Facebook, or CSC Radio Show on Twitter to find out what's on my mind, what's floating my boat, tripping my trailer, or most importantly, cheese and McGrits. Don't do that. Barry, out in Grand Forks, what's on your mind? Hey, Barry.
Yes.
What's on your mind, buddy? Morning.
Hey, when people breathe, don't they exhale moisture?
Yes. I think I know where you're going with this.
Yeah. You could go ahead and talk about it. You know exactly where I'm going with it.
hey, man, I do not believe what's coming out of this administration. I don't believe what's coming out of the CDC. I'm looking at the folks over there in Africa. I'm looking at the way they handle. Okay, Barry. But I'm looking at the way that they handle these Ebola cases and these folks that are affected, inflicted with Ebola. And I am not buying what they're selling, man. I think that there is a orchestrated effort to subvert information so as not to cause mass panic. That's in a nutshell. That's what I think is going on. I mean, this guy that came over here, they're saying that you can't. The only way you can get it is basically you're rolling around in body fluids from it's a fluid to fluid transfer, that sort of thing. This guy helped a pregnant lady into a cab, and he got it. You got folks you're dropping dead left and right from this. Even the folks in hazmat suits are becoming infected with the Ebola virus. I've seen enough sci-fi movies to know where this thing is going. And I think that we need to do much, much more than this administration is doing to stem the tide that I believe is already here. Over 100 folks are being quarantined and watched because they have come in contact with this person, with this guy from Liberia. And I don't blame the guy. I mean, yeah, he lied to get here. I do blame our protocols, absolutely. But I don't blame him. I mean, do you really want to have your medical care over there in Liberia when you get something like Ebola? Or do you want to come here to America? So I don't blame him. I think that we should have had stop gaps that would have stopped him from coming over here. But I don't blame him at all. I do believe that there's a little misinformation going on, and we need to open our eyes and ask him really tough questions. Because I believe that we're being lied to. I think that Ebola, especially as, you know, diseases and especially viruses adapt for their own survival purposes, I don't believe we're being told the entire story. And I'm not going to get conspiracy theory on you. I'm not Alex Jones, but I play one on radio. No, I'm kidding. But I don't believe what's coming out of the CDC. They are contradicting each other, and that's all I'm going to say about that. I think I might ask Ellen Ratner and Blanquita Cullum about that, because something doesn't pass the smell test when we're talking about the way you can contract Ebola. If it's the way that we've been told or led to believe, then some things just don't add up. They don't have. I'm watching folks, you know, in full hazmat suits getting sprayed with light wands and whatnot and still contracting the disease. What up with that, in my humble opinion? But there you go. And at 8:30, I think I might ask Scott about that. Does he feel comfortable? Would he feel comfortable, you know, if he was in the same, not even in the same plane as this guy, but in the same city? Or building as this guy was in, would you feel comfortable, especially with the conflicting reports that I've been hearing? Would you feel comfortable? I would not quarantine all of Texas till we get this thing under control, in my humble opinion. Anyway, we're going to have Kurt Pearson, manager of media and community relations at Basin Electric Power Cooperative, on being a partner at Norsk Husfest, and he's going to be in person over there. Bob in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leon. I just want to say, you know, I think everybody, we all need to get real and just start paying attention here, because the CDC's credibility with me, as far as I'm concerned, is lost. I know you mentioned Alex Jones, but the truth of the matter is that there was a CDC top epidemiologist there at CDC. I can't remember his last name, but Alex Jones did cover it. He does have the documentation on it. But this guy blew the whistle on the fact about the specifically the MMR or whatever it is, the vaccines they give kids, that they did have evidence that they caused autism. Now, that said, my biggest concern is the southern border, not the people flying here on aircraft. Don't think for 1 minute that ISIS and other terrorist organizations aren't going to try to capitalize on this and send a couple people with asymptomatic symptoms across the border into this country. I mean, look at the undocumented children that are coming into this country that they have already dispersed to different locations and cities undisclosed.
Unbeknownst to us, yes.
And they use suicide bombers every day. Well, what's to say they're not going to use a biological suicide bomber? I mean, let's all get real here. I think the southern states and governors need to take it upon themselves to control the southern border since the federal government won't do it.
Absolutely. And Bob, think about those kids that are contracting this weird polio-like disease. Where is that coming from? Anyway, we'll be right back with Ellen Ratner and Glenn Kitakulam right after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Nesson Consulting Service of Tioga is the most recognized and respected on-site geologic service company in the Williston Basin and beyond. Here's Kathy Nesson on the booming Bakken. Is it the North Dakota miracle, Kathy?
I do think it's a miracle, and I think we are truly blessed to be part of it.
Talk about the newest North Dakotan's role in the booming Bakken.
The base of this is, you know, the hometown North Dakota guy and gal, but I have such respect for the newcomers to the area. I really feel that, you know, as a community, in our church communities, in our schools, in our, you know, business communities, I really see that North Dakota has a welcome, open arm to our out-of-state people who are here. And I admire those who have the wherewithal, and to be quite honest with you, the guts to pick up and move to North Dakota and try to make a living for their families.
To find out more about Nesson Consulting Service, go to nessonconsulting.com.
The feds are trying to ban your right to own body armor. It is crucial to purchase your body armor before it is too late and another one of your rights are taken away. KD Armor has the most affordable level 3 armor on the market today. KD Armor withstands up to 7.62 NATO rounds. Don't have your own body armor yet? Hurry before it's too late. Order yours at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it. Get some.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, October 1st, 2014, gold opened at $1,216.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,261.65, $630.82 for a half ounce, or $315.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,261.65, $630.82, and $315.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Thanks, Bob for bringing up that really great point about, and I didn't want to come on and sound too Alex Jones-ish. So I'm glad that we have a listening audience that are thinking actually and using their brains to say, wait a minute, something doesn't pass the smell test here. But there we go. We have Blanquita Cullum on the line. Welcome to the Common Sense Club, Blanquita.
I'm always happy to get a little common sense with you, Leon. Good morning.
That's good. That's great. You should talk to my wife and the kids, as a matter of fact.
I know, but, you know, there's only so much I can do. We can't make miracles here.
Right. They don't think I have any common sense at all. But anyway, that's not here or there. I want to ask you a question. Do you believe the CDC, when they tell us about how Ebola is contracted, that we should not be concerned and that sort of thing? What do you believe? Do you? And I'm going to just preface this conversation by saying I'm a bit skeptical.
I'm very skeptical. Because, you know, it would be one thing if this were not a life-threatening disease. And the fact of the matter is that I think the American taxpayers, the American people have a right to be concerned when potentially there is this kind of an illness that could very much affect the health and well-being of an entire country. And we need to demand a lot from them. You know, the old line of trust and but verify is what do they know that we don't know? I mean, honestly, this is the kind of disease that they don't have a handle on. And afterwards, we don't need to have people saying, well, we didn't realize how devastating it was. You know, we didn't understand what the complications could be. No, 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 no. Let's first act with the most caution and precaution for this. And if people think that we're too nervous, I don't care. It's. I'd rather be careful. Stupid.
Absolutely. And I was thinking that there might have been a little suppressing of you know, information so as not to, you know, I don't know, cause mass panic, you know. I think some of that is going on because I'm looking at the pictures from over there in Liberia and over there in Africa, and I'm watching these guys interact with Ebola patients and potential Ebola victims over there, and they're in the full hazmat. They got the light ones.
And look, you know, really and truly, you want to make sure that every precaution is taken when people are exiting a country like Liberia and coming into this country, or in transfer in countries that are coming into this country, that this could happen in our own area, like in a city like Dallas. It's pretty scary.
Very
much.
It's
not that you want to panic, but you certainly should go to the extra precaution of being careful. Let me tell you an experience I had. I was in Hong Kong when H1N1 first broke out. I was there visiting Radio Free Asia. Now, fortunately, I was not staying in the hotel where they determined that they had determined a couple of cases. Let me tell you how Hong Kong dealt with it. They maybe have overreacted, but certainly they realized it was serious. The entire block of the hotel where the two people that came down, it was H1N1, was completely blocked off. They really wouldn't even let people exit the hotel. And they wouldn't even let you cross and walk on the block to get to the other side. You had to walk all the way around the street so you didn't get on the other side. Now, clearly, they may have overreacted. I don't think that we have to react to that degree. But we should certainly take it seriously and absolutely ask questions when people are coming in the country.
If you were in Texas, would you pull your kids out of school?
I don't know that I would, but you know, I have my granddaughters in Texas.
Okay.
And they're in San Antonio, and I tell my kids to be very careful and to not take any symptoms of any colds or anything lightly. And I think that they're very concerned parents, and they are not overreacting. But clearly, it's something you don't want to mess with.
One other question on this. So a lot of folks are beating up this guy for lying, you know, when he got on the plane and they asked
right.
him about his contact and all that stuff. Do you blame him? If it were you,
yes.
would you want to stay
yes.
in Liberia? And, okay.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, look, you know, this is very selfish. At some point, we become a very selfish society. He's willing to do whatever he has to get out, right? But the fact of the matter, did he really care one iota about anybody else on the plane? Did he care about their families on the plane? Did he care about their families on the plane or their friends or their associates or anybody? It was after me, you come first. And at some point, that has to stop. People have to stop being selfish and lying and thinking about the well-being of others more than themselves.
Absolutely. I think he what was going on with him was self-preservation. I think that
of
we
course.
Should have, in my humble opinion, I think that we should have caught that. We should have banned flights from over there. There are precautions that our government could have taken that would have prevented him from reaching our shores.
Well, let's take the most basic thing, Leon. How many times have you been in a restaurant or a store or someplace where somebody is working that has a horrible cold, they're handling food, or they're ill, and they've come to work because they feel like they need the paycheck, but they're there, and you sit there and say, geez, do I really want to eat that food? This guy's been coughing and sneezing and wiping his nose and all of that. I mean,
oh, I wouldn't.
You know.
I've been in that situation before, and I turn right around and leave. I was at a Subway, and there was a young girl popping her gum as she was making my sandwich, and I left it right there. Yeah, bodily fluids, no one but mine goes in my body, period.
Yeah, well,
so,
imagine, you know, I have told them, I said, listen, I know you probably need the money, but you need to go home. You're sick,
right.
And you're dealing. You're, and where people are coughing and hacking. I mean, honestly, people have to, and people who employ people who are ill need to say, you need to go home. We're not going to dock your pay, but you need to go home.
Right. Right, so we have a responsibility to kind of tamp down on the spreading of these viruses and sicknesses. One other question. The kids are coming down with this polio-like illness. What do you think of that?
That's frightening because also you see that a lot of these children who have had the virus have had their polio vaccine. So I don't know. I mean, I have no determination on it. And, you know, of course, it's scary to me having grandkids and worried about them, but what can you do?
I think that a lot of factors are in play here. The fact that we got a lot of illegals that are in all 50
well,
states and
you know,
we don't
yeah.
know where they are. And
yeah, I mean, Leon, come on. At some point, the president must tell these governors and tell the
yeah.
state representatives where these folks are and who they are. It's one thing to say they're young children coming in from Guatemala. But we don't know.
Blanquita, that music means that we're right up against the break. Always love to talk. I'm speaking with you. We'll be right back with Scott Hannon right after this.
800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
What is it worth to feel good? With a miracle chair, you can feel good. 20 minutes a day and you're a new person. Hi, folks. It's Scott Hannon to tell you about a North Dakota distributor for this relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design, ultimate luxury experience massage chair. Let me talk about zero gravity for a moment. Zero gravity alleviates stress on the heart and supports the heart by reducing the heart rate to stabilize breathing, boost the amount of oxygen in the blood. It refreshes the muscles. It promotes back health. It improves blood circulation. Every single person that I've talked to that's been in this chair confirms what I've found. This chair is amazing. 20 minutes, twice a day, and I feel like a new person. And now it's distributed right here from North Dakota. Setup, delivery, the works, all included. Find out more at MiracleChair.net, MiracleChair.net, or call for a free test drive in Fargo or Grand Forks, 701-746-9950. 701-746-9950. The Miracle Chair. You'll love it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
You know what? I hate being on the edge like this. You hear somebody cough and you automatically turn around and you're like, oh, what is that, Ebola? What's going on there?
Shane,
anyway, I can hear you, Scott. Scott is coming from coming to us live from Minot. He's at the Norsk Hoost Fest. And he's over there live in person, and he's got a couple of folks that he's going to be interviewing. I got a feeling that he's going to be partaking of the good times and the great food out there and kind of leaving me back here in Fargo with nothing. Bring me back some Lessa, man. Scott?
I will. The Lessa's good. The Lutefisk, not so good. Not so good. Lutefisk, run for your life. You know, are you kidding me? I can't do the Lutefisk thing, but there is a lot of good food here. And it's like Christmas Eve if you like good Scandinavian food. But I don't know how exactly, but I think Kurt can help us here. Kurt, did you hear what Leon said? Did he say Hostfest?
Hostfest.
Yeah, it's
Hostfest,
right? Yeah, it's so we gotta get a little Norwegian in this Cajun is what I'm saying.
Right? I am a Southern boy. I mean, I do what I can.
I know you are. Yeah, there's no Gretz here that I know of. But,
man.
But anyway, yeah. Anyway, let me talk to our guest here a little bit, and then you and I can talk about some things in the news, like. And by the way, I'm in heaven because I'm at Hostfest today, and tomorrow is our church festival. So anybody on the east end of the state, St. Anne and Joachim in Fargo, has our big fall festival tomorrow and Sunday. And I'm calling bingo, just so you know. 6:15
fun.
Tomorrow night. I hope you bring the boys out, Leon. It'd be great.
Oh,
fun.
I plan on it. Absolutely.
We'll have a grand old time. Yeah, exactly right. Kurt Pearson is here. Kurt is the manager of media and community relations for Basin Electric Power Co-op, part of the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives. We are at the Touchstone Energy Cooperative booth at Hostfest. And if you come by the way, I have 6 books left. And the first 6 people that come up, that they're out and about listening on the radio and that are planning to come to Hostfest today, I want you to tell me where you were when you heard this and where you're from, and I'll sign a book for you. All right, so I have 6 left, and they're right here on the counter. That's up until 11 o'clock today, so come on in and check it out. I brought some of those along. Kurt, how are you, by the way?
Excellent. How are you, Scott?
So it's Hostfest, right?
Yep.
It's the Norse Kustfest.
Kustfest.
Yeah, you got to really kind of get into it a little bit there, don't you?
A little guttural song.
Yeah, exactly right. And the Concordian's already going this morning. That's the accordion. It's ready to roll. So, Kurt, tell us a little bit about Basin Electric Power Co-op.
Well, Basin Electric Power Cooperative is one of the 750 Touchstone Energy Cooperatives across the country. And we're proud to have 16 years of sponsorship here at this event. And our booth is just starting to warm up here.
This is a big deal, right? Folks know to follow their nose to the Touchstone Energy Co-op booth.
They're going to have the ovens on pretty soon, and the cookies will be warm right out of the oven. And about 9 o'clock, all that fun starts.
Yeah, and then you're registering people for all kinds of goodies too, right?
That's right. And we have a unique button that's been rosemalled, and it's by one of our senior graphic artists, and that's always a hit here too. People collect them from all the years of the event.
That's right. That's kind of a big deal here, isn't it? The pin collecting and all the different ones and ones that light up. And
it's
all
a
kinds,
lot of fun.
All
so,
kinds of bells and whistles.
That's
so,
right.
So the official Touchstone Energy Cooperative pin this year is rosemalled, you say?
I think so.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. No, she does a fabulous job. You'll have to come take a look at it here in a minute.
That's really neat. And boy, North Dakota's booming and needs everything Basin can crank out and more these days, right?
We have really been busy. It's been a challenge, but some of the exciting news we have most recently is the Board of Directors has approved some additional peaking stations out in the Bakken area. And we started about 2 weeks ago on the transmission line, the AVS to Neset 345. It's a high voltage, call it a superhighway, if you will, of electric transmission lines. And work has started on that after nearly 3 years of permitting and hearings and some controversy, but we've gotten through that.
Is your industry regulated? I wasn't aware of that.
Through the Public Service Commission, and then if you have any sort of what we call a federal nexus, in other words, an interconnection with the federal government, whether you connect to a federal substation or a federal transmission line, or you borrow money from the USDA RUS, which Basin proposes to do for this project, then they do a full environmental impact statement.
I was joking, of course, a little bit about the regulation, but I tell you, it's unbelievable. Talk about what you have to do, just in a simple power line siting, of which we see tons of them. But you want a new one, and this environmental impact statement. What are you looking to minimize the impact to?
Well, it all starts when we discover that through the annual power requirement surveys that our member co-ops do, that we need additional transmission in an area. It could be North Dakota, it could be Wyoming, wherever. Then we go through a process internally of evaluating the need. We talk to our transmission engineers, our experts. They tell us what type of transmission, what point A to point B it should go to. Typically is from one substation to another. Do we need new substations designed in there? We come up with a project budget, go to the Basin Electric Board of Directors for permission to proceed. Once that permission is given, then our right-of-way agents go out and start talking to landowners. And we absolutely have to have their permission even to just go on their land to do surveys before we even start construction, of course.
Yeah, pretty amazing what happens. And there's a lot of work to deliver power, and there's just an insatiable appetite for energy right now in North Dakota, isn't there?
There is. In fact, our load growth for the next 20 years is showing 1,880 megawatts of additional load. And if folks are familiar with our Antelope Valley Station north of Beulah, that's about 900 megawatts. Basically, the power generation equivalent of two of those AVS stations is what we need in the next 20 years. That's a tremendous amount of new generation, and it's not just oil growth. Basin Electric serves 137 member electric co-ops in 9 states, and we're seeing agricultural load growth as well, and not just North Dakota, it's in other states.
What would be an example of agricultural load growth? Just to
prices are good, people are putting up pole barns, they're expanding their operations. We're also seeing some grain drying this year. We haven't seen that in the past, but you know with the rains, it's been a little wet.
Yeah, very interesting. Well, anyway, appreciate everything Basin Electric does, and certainly hosting this. I mean, this is great fun. It really is. It's a time-honored North Dakota tradition that's gone on for a long time. We love being at Husfest. We know a lot of folks from all over come in for this, and please make it a stop today if you're in the neighborhood at the Touchstone Energy Cooperative booth. Have some of those cookies, register for the goodies, and anything else you want to tell folks before we let you go, Kurt?
Just come hungry. This place is amazing. You can eat all sorts of delicacies. The Swedish meatballs are my favorite, and we had a full dinner yesterday. It's an amazing place.
Did you have a little mashed potatoes with them?
Absolutely.
That's my lunch later today.
Lingonberries. It was great.
Lingonberries. What's a lingonberry now?
Oh, think of a cranberry, but better.
Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, you had me at lingonberry. I love it. All right, Kurt, good to talk to you. Thanks for everything Basin Electric does in cooperation with the Touchstone Energy Cooperatives and hosting this event. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Scott.
Leon, back to you, my man. We'll chat with you in a little bit. We'll visit with the president of the Minot Chamber of Commerce, tell you about all things Minot coming up here a little later on in the program.
Good deal, good deal. Hey, Scott, so I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the forum. I mean, there's tons of stuff to talk about this morning, and I welcome your phone calls, 855-217-76, extension 2 gets you live on air. A couple of things that are on my mind, and stop me if you've heard this one before, as a matter of fact. In the forum, and we know that the forum is a left-leaning rag, to say the very least, but I'm looking at one of the stories that say polls for Cramer and Center contradict. And just the way the wording of it, it's not even so subtle, not even so slight. When they're talking about Cramer, they're saying the GOP poll conducted by Wilson Perkins Allen's Opinion Research and the other GOP poll, this and that. But when they get down to Center's poll, you don't see that partisanship. I mean, miraculously, the Melman group doesn't have any political stigma attached to it. But then you go and you Google the Melman group, and do you know what you find on the very? And I'm getting some really bad feedback in my. When you Google the Melman group, and the webpage comes up, who do you see there? Big, huge, huge of a sign for Harry Reid. Senator Harry Reid. So, I'm sitting there, I'm scratching my head. Why would they do that? You know? Why would they? Someone help me out with that. Is the forum, you know, impartial, unbiased, a fair, you know, unbiased reporting, that sort of thing? Is that what the forum is, or is it what I believe it to be, a left-wing rag, which is why I normally refer to it as the Borum, and don't really read it a whole lot because of that. It is just things like that. What I say is we go to Say Anything blog over there in Rob Porch domain if we really want to get the real scoop, the right scoop, as a matter of fact. I just think that that's a bit disingenuous. And as I was reading that report, it smacks of partisanship. It smacks of them. You're looking at it, you're reading it, and it just seems like the whole tenor is Cramer's putting out this poll that contradicts, you know, the what common sense folks would say. I don't believe that at all. I do believe that Cramer is beating Center by at least 10 points. I do. And I think that that is one of the reasons why Center didn't release his poll results in North Dakota. I think it's the reason why he used fraudulent numbers to market his campaign outside of North Dakota. But that's just my humble opinion. So there you go. And I don't know if Scott is still there, but 855-217-76, if you have any input on this. We have extension two, and we have a couple of topics that I wanted to discuss today. One of which is, have you seen all of those stickers and Facebook postings and social media postings that have George Bush saying, basically, "Do you miss me yet?" And actually, I never thought I would say this, but I kind of do. If you go over to the Daily Beast, they have an article there with Bush, a video of Bush, and he's talking about ISIS, and it's basically an I told you so piece. You should read that, because whatever you want to say about his free market approach and exporting democracy and that sort of thing, which I do not agree with, he was spot on with this. And it shows you the difference between a Republican leading the country and going forward and a liberal with a pie in the sky type mentality leading a country, leading the free world. You get two different results, in my humble opinion. I welcome yours. 855-217-76 extension 2. We'll be right back with the Common Sense Club.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind?
800-228-0550.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Tereganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Tereganix.com, spelled Tereganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Tereganix. Life's getting better.
October is a great time to head for Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Minnesotans have the MEA weekend coming up, and also North Dakotans have a break as well for the fall, middle of October. Some great opportunities to take the whole family and head to Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota. Walker, Minnesota itself is a treasure, but the resort is phenomenal. The 502 restaurant, the Copper Door Aveda Spa, the meeting rooms, the pool, the sauna, the rooms themselves, condo hotels, they're absolutely fantastic. And there's some great deals at ChaseOnTheLake.com, ChaseOnTheLake.com. How about this? Through the end of November, any Sunday through Thursday, Chase is offering a buy one night, get the second night free. Just call 888-CHASE-06. One more time, 888-CHASE-06. Or go to ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code SCOTT. Spa, dining, bike rentals, and more. See you at Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We're back, we are back, and we're talking a little Hoosfest.
Hoosfest.
Right? Did I say that right? I'm trying.
Hoosfest. Hoosfest.
Hoosfest.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Let's ask Mr. Minot, John McBarn. How did he do, John? What do you think?
He didn't do very well. It's Hoosfest.
Hoosfest. Wow. Yeah. Well, okay, no, look, the first time I came out here, and I've got a lot of Norwegian blood in me, I messed it up, too. So, anyway, you can be forgiven, Leon. It's okay. We are
Hoosfest.
We are at HustFest, and it is a lot of fun. John McMartin is the president of the Minot Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us, John. How are you?
I'm pleased to be here today, Scott. Thank you.
What do you want our audience to know in western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota and up there in the Boom and Bakken about the great city of Minot?
Hey, we're growing. We're having fun. We keep adding restaurants and retail establishments, you know, almost on a monthly basis, and it is the magic city.
Home of the first Sonic in the state. I thought that was pretty cool.
Absolutely.
Yeah, my buddy Abe Sackett cranked that up, and I was out there last night, and don't tell him, but I went to the Fuddruckers because the line was so long. The line was so darn long at Sonic that I first thing I did when I hit town was head for Sonic because I usually have one of those big cherry limeades, you know?
Yep.
But I went to Fuddruckers, and it's brand new, too.
It is brand new. It's the second Fuddruckers in the state. The first one was opened in Williston, and I think the next one they're opening is going to be down in Dickinson. So they've got plans to take Fuddruckers across the state.
You know, what's neat to see that is, there was a time when sort of Fargo got that first national brand first, right? And then maybe
Absolutely.
Bismarck, and then sort of Grand Forks and Minot were, well, maybe, and now you're on the cutting edge of a lot of this.
Yep, absolutely. And Abe was part of the group that brought the first Applebee's to town, and it was the first Applebee's in the state,
and then
they moved out from Minot to other cities, and he's planning to do the same with Sonic.
And imagine that we're talking about food and we're at HustFest, right? Because Minot's the food capital of the world right now.
Absolutely. You can't get by. I heard that you're dying for some lutefisk.
No, I'm dying to shackle my windows with it. I wouldn't eat that to save my soul, but I am going to go Swedish meatballs. You know, I'm going to double down.
And so meatballs and gravy is a good alternative.
Yeah, sample some lefse today.
Yes, and some klub.
You're a klub. I did klub last year. I don't know if I'll do the klub this year.
Okay.
Or not.
All
I don't know if my arteries can handle that. You know what I'm saying? So what else can we talk about in Minot? First of all, is this a bigger deal or is the state fair? What's the population or attendance-wise, what's
you
the
know,
bigger deal?
Attendance-wise, the state fair is going to be a bigger deal. We bring in, or the state fair brings in over 300,000, almost 340,000 people this year. HustFest will bring in, in the neighborhood of anywhere between 60 and 80, depending upon what's happening, what the weather looks like. You know, sometimes folks with RVs get a little nervous when weather starts to turn. But we've got a good turnout this year. The halls have been full, fuller than we've seen them for a while. Probably fuller than they've been since the flood.
I want to ask you also about something in the news that you and a coalition of folks were talking about recently. And that's Measure Number 5. And by the way, Measure 5 is in the news again because they hired some firm to make phone calls and tell you how great Measure 5 is, which it's not, and I think most of our listeners have figured out, but they didn't really vet their calling list real well because, number one, that's illegal, and number two, they called the Attorney General, so they're in hot water again on Measure 5, and that tells you all you need to know. But tell me what you and a group of folks did this week.
Well, the Chamber was one of the participants in the press conference, the statewide press conference that was going on Wednesday, and we had an opportunity to visit with the press and let them know our combined opposition. The Chamber signed on with the Minot Area Chamber of Commerce, signed on with the State Chamber and other statewide partners almost a year ago. And so we've been in since the ground floor. We think that it's just a very, very, very bad idea for the state of North Dakota.
Yeah, a $4.8 billion bad idea.
Yeah.
$4.8 billion. I mean, how many schools and roads and hospitals and law enforcement officers would that hire, right?
Oh, exactly. And I did the division out yesterday, and it's something like $275,000 a day they'd be spending. And
mandated to spend, too.
Mandated. It's $300,000 they'd have available. It's about $275,000 they'd be mandated to spend every single day of the year.
Yeah, they have to spend it as part of the deal. So all the things, we've got an advisory board, and, the Industrial Commission wouldn't be prone to, approve land sales. They have to do something with the money.
Oh, they do. And there are some of my legal beagle friends that tell me that they believe that this Measure 5 will supersede the clause in the Constitution that prevents corporate ownership. And so these guys are going to do it to us, and they're going to lock up North Dakota.
And by the way, we're suggesting a no vote on Measure 5. I don't ever want to have to go through this argument again where we're saying, hey, the Clean Clean Water, Wildlife, and Parks Amendment, which sounds like mom and apple pie is all wonderful.
Absolutely.
Measure 4 fixes that. So you want to go yes on 4, no on 5. What 4 would do is say you can't just put something on the ballot that will constitutionally mandate spending.
Right.
And that's a good idea, because that's why we hire legislators.
Well, that's what we have the ability to change it. If Measure 5 passes, it's locked up for 20 years.
Yeah, so remember that when you go to the polls. We're going to be focusing on all of the measures, and there are many of them that we'll be tackling on the statewide ballot. But I really want folks to know, specific to Measure 5, which is an important one, Measure 4 is a yes to fix future Measure 5s.
Yes.
So yes on 4, no on 5, without doubt. So anyway, hey, good to see you, and keep cranking on what's happening in Minot. You got a good thing going. You're on a roll. Lots of Minot momentum. Keep it going, John. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
John McMartin, who's the Grand Poobah of the Minot Chamber of Commerce, our guest at the HustFest. Leon, thanks for another great Common Sense Club, my man. Let me sit in here a little bit. We'll crank up what's on your mind statewide next. Don't touch that dial.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in 4 delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.